Paddy, up and running with a victory. A good day for Donegal here in a wet Balbuffet.
Well, as I say, tus mai is lan hebra. You know, it's a special day. Like, it's to go out in those tight kind of games, and particularly, you know, given the conditions and all out there, like, there was, the truth is, irrespective of that game, had it went the other way by a point to Kerry, I would still be exceptionally proud of the effort and all, because, you know, we asked of that. The lads are kind of aware that, you know, people are unsure as to where Donegal football is at the moment. You know, in terms of talent and all of that, you can put question any team, but in terms of heart and endeavour and pride and passion, that's intact there. And I think the lads showed that there, because they were out on their feet at the end, and up stepped Paddy to do what he's done so often for Donegal and pull it out of the fire. So it was great.
Well, the way they turned it around, because you were 6 points down after 24 minutes of the first half, to see out the half in the manner that you just did and continue that for the first 10 minutes in the second half was impressive, Paddy.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a bit concerned because we actually had more chances than we capitalised on, you know, and we did. A lot of the Kerry scores tended to come from sort of mistakes that we had made, and, you know, we're trying to tweak, I suppose, for the want of a better word, the kind of football that we play. And, you know, I think that was kind of evident there today. I never fault lads for making mistakes. The biggest mistake you make is not to worry about making them. And once the effort and the endeavour is right. So, look, it's the lads, you know, they can walk tall around the county this week, and we'll kick on from that. And that's, you know, I'm very conscious of giving people here in Donegal, particularly, you know, our thoughts are very much still with the people in Crease Law, and we hope that put a smile on their face.
Yeah, well, you brought a smile to people, supporters here today, because in the final whistle, we could see what it meant to them. But one young fellow in particular, young Keelan McColgan from Muff, his first league start today, 3 points, man of the match, a super contribution, and he didn't fear taking on the All-Ireland champions.
No, and I mean, just the angle where I was standing on two of the points, I mean, they were exceptional points, and he ran himself into the ground. And I mean, you look at young Johnny McGrady there from Downings as well, you know, it gave everything, and a few other lads that have come in there as well, and it's, you know, it's even young Luke Glynn, like, he's only a teenager coming in there, and, like, we trust these lads, and they show great spirit, and I want to pay condolences to Luke's family. His granddad was buried yesterday, and I hope that they enjoyed that hour.
Yeah, and very, very proud moment for the family. Just looking ahead now to next week, finally. Tyrone and Healy Park and Omagh, but you go to that game now with a spring in the step, having beat the Rennie League and All-Ireland champions.
Well, one of the things that's always important in sport and team sport is in competitions is a bit of a momentum. So, like, I'd like to think that has propelled us on. It'll certainly make the week a lot better, you know, and it's you know, you see there's a very significant number of lads still to come back into that squad there at the moment, and it'll a lot of lads now will be dying to get out of the treatment table and back out onto the field for Donegal. But a very proud performance, and, you know, Kerry have an amazing pedigree. They come up there, they play their hearts out as well, but look, we did what we had to do in the end.